All right, this is a real one. Ready?
Let's do it.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, what's up there, Internet? It's Mr. B, Rolling Off Track Podcast, ROTPOD, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. It's a lovely evening. Good evening to do a podcast, chit-chat, roll off track, because that's what we do, right, DJ?
Yeah, that's what we do, Mr. B.
Yes, sir, you know it. And for those listeners, fans out there, Mr. A, he's out there delivering presents to those kids, you know? So last week he was helping out elderlies on the interstate, and this week he's delivering presents. That guy's a good guy, man. He's a good guy, you know.
Dude, he is. Man, I look up to that dude, man.
Yep. Nobody. He's trying to. I think he's trying to be the next Santa Claus. Yep. So, yes, sir. And that laugh you heard is our guest, fan of Rot Pod listener. Here he is. He's from Albuquerque. Carlix, how you doing, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. This evening it's kind of it's not too cold. I think it was like close to 50.
Yeah, it's been a nice day today. I didn't really need a jacket most of the day.
Yeah, I noticed too when I went to lunch earlier in the middle of the day, when I got in my car, it was nice and warm, and it actually got hot when I was driving.
So you crank up the AC.
Crank up the AC.
That's how everybody does it. No, just roll the windows down, man.
Just roll the windows down. Yeah. Yeah, today was a good day. Albuquerque, I think it reached up to a little bit over 60 degrees. And that was good. That was good. Yep, number 37. We got a guest, fan, follower, Carlix, and DJ in the house. And just roll off track, boys.
Yeah.
So, DJ, we'll start off with you, buddy.
Let's do this, man. What's going on, my man?
Did you get to play anything, watch anything?
Let me think. I gotta backtrack. The Big Lebowski, man. I watched that again recently. That's like a good favorite movie of mine. So.
Oh yeah, the dude, huh?
The dude, man. Dude. I'm the dude.
What is he trying to explain? He says, I'm the dude. I'm that dude. What does he say?
He's like, oh shit, man. You're going to put me on the spot. He's like, I'm that guy. I'm the cool dude. Your dudeness, your royal duder.
That dude. Have you seen that, Carlix?
What's that again?
Have you seen that movie?
Which one is it?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, no. I've heard about it, and I've been wanting to see it.
Oh, okay.
But I have never got around to it.
Yes, sir. Did you watch it on Netflix, DJ?
No, sir. Actually, a buddy of mine, I bought some movies from him over in the next state over, man, in Colorado. Sent me some movies, you know, like maybe I would say like 100-plus movies, and one of those DVDs was in there, man. It was The Big Lebowski, and I was like, oh, man, I haven't seen this, and kind of didn't play it for a while, and, you know, maybe I guess in the last 6 months I just really started watching it a lot, so.
Oh, okay. The dude, yeah.
The dude, man. and the DVDs? Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Yes, sir. What was that, Carlix?
I said 100 DVDs.
Yeah, 100 DVDs, man. Yeah.
Oh.
He was carrying it around with him?
No. One of my good buddies, man. He had posted on, you know, Facebook a while back, man. Maybe about a couple years ago. that he was selling some DVDs and stuff. He had a really big collection of DVDs. I ended up purchasing them from him. He lives in the next state over, and you know, he sent them to me. I watched some of the good movies that were in there. You know, that Scarface and stuff like that. Just like movies that were classics to me. You know, that I've seen before. And
oh yeah.
You know, and then one of the ones was The Big Lebowski that I had never seen. So. Yes, partake in watching that, you know, as much as I can, and good movie.
Hey, how do you think the dude would do in a situation like Scarface's?
Oh man, I want to see what John Goodman would do, man. His friend,
he'd be the crazy one, huh?
Yeah, because he's in the bowling alley pulling out pistols and shit on people.
Hey, speaking of Scarface, You know how they have those little, they had those small TVs when he was in that little bath, in that big bath?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, nowadays, modern day Scarface, he'd probably have like a bunch of flat screens all around.
Yeah, or a projector.
Or a projector, yeah. Yeah.
In 3D.
There you go. Yeah.
In a bathtub. In
the tub with the 3D glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Cool. Did you watch Scarface, or you just saw that in the DVD collection?
Oh no, man, that's one of the classics, man. That's one of my favorite movies. The one of, I guess I can say this, my most favorite part in the movie is when homeboy's trying to be all slick and he's trying to talk to the ladies on the beach, and he's like flicking his tongue out at Tony Montana. He's like, "Oh, what the hell is that, man? It looks like a fucking bug in your mouth." And he goes, "The ladies, they love this, man. It drives them wild." And then so he's like, okay, man. He's like, go talk to that lady. And so he goes to talk to her, man, and she fucking slaps the shit out of him.
Good stuff. You think everybody's watched Scarface?
I think so.
Well, a lot of people have, man, I think.
The majority of people.
Yeah.
If you watch Scarface, raise your hands right now.
I've probably seen it about 100 times at least.
100 times. Man, I've probably only seen it maybe like 10 times or something.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long movie, huh?
I have it on Blu-ray.
Do you have it on Blu-ray?
I try to buy all the classics in Blu-ray.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, the latest one I bought was Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. What was that one about?
You've never seen that one? No.
Is that like a Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Story. It shows like 24/7 on Christmas Day. It's about a boy named Ralphie.
Ralphie.
You guys never seen that movie?
No, I said it's a 1983 film, huh?
Oh, that's before my time, man.
Yeah. 1940s, town of Hammond, 9-year-old Ralphie wants one thing for Christmas, an official Red Ryder BB rifle. Is that it, Carlix?
That's it, man.
Does he get a BB gun?
Yeah, he does.
That's cool. Yeah, well, I never seen it before.
Wow. Well, I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah. Christmas Story, huh? Popular one. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, on Christmas Day, they show it like all day. Back to back.
Back to back to back. Three-peat.
Yep. It's a classic. I love that movie.
Cool. So, what else, DJ? Did you watch anything or play anything?
Man, my buddy has an Xbox 360, and I go over to his house sometimes, and they're playing this, it's like a motorcycle game. I guess you can download it for free in one of the greatest hits or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like one of those enduro dirt bike things. And then you have to like build like these like little courses or whatever. And you have to like get up them, and they're really hard. You're like, you gotta go up like flat rocks and like walls and stuff. And that shit locks you in, dude. It's addicting cause it's a pretty hard game, man. I can't remember what it's called, but, yeah, it's some little dirt bike game, man. It's pretty cool.
And you said it was free, huh?
Yeah, it was free on Xbox 360, if I'm correct, man. I think that's what you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nothing comes to mind right now.
No, just the usual, man. You know what I mean? GTA, Call of Duty, Black Ops, of course, you know. Same old,
yeah. Well, you know, you play what you like.
There you go, man.
There you go.
Favorites.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, you know, besides the regular Gears of War, Call of Duty, I played some Mario Kart DS with my son because we have a couple and doing the wireless thing, Mario Kart, and it's pretty good. You get into it and you kind of race against each other or like a battle type. You gotta pop each other's balloons or everybody else's balloons on the other characters. So we got into that, and I'm still playing a Tiny Death Star on my tablet. I don't know if you remember me talking about it, DJ.
Yep. Yes, sir. I remember.
Yeah, it was those Star Wars characters, and you just collecting money from them, and you just build another level to grow your Death Star.
Build a bigger star.
Have you ever heard of that, Carlix?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars characters and side view of a building, and you see level by level by level, and you just get money from these characters, and with that money you build another level, and each level you make, you can make a recreation, a restaurant, or a living area, and more people just come. So, like, if you build a living area, then more people come to live in your area, live in the level. And if you build, like, a restaurant, then people go there to eat. And if you build a recreation level, then people go there to do whatever. So, and you just keep building level after level. So I think I'm up to, like, 14 levels. Yeah.
How many levels are in that game, man?
Oh, I don't know. I've never really.
Is it like Candy Crush? And there's like 200 levels?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Cause the more levels you get, then you have to keep swipe up and down to look at the levels. So if there was like 200, then you would be swiping your screen forever just to get to the 200th level.
Oh shit.
So you can't zoom in or zoom out also. So it's just, so I'm at 14 and it takes a couple swipes to get to level 14. So.
Really?
Yeah. And if you exit the app and then it accumulates the money for you. So when you get back in and it tells you how much you've earned while you were away. So it just takes time to earn money and build more levels. So yeah, other than that, those two are the only things I've been playing. And other than the regulars, two good movies I watched in the theaters, Desolation of Smog.
We watched that one too.
You watched that too? The Hobbit? The Hobbit DJ?
Yep.
No, I haven't seen The Hobbit.
No? Okay, no. Yeah, this is the second one, so that's a good movie, man. Did you like it, Carlix?
Yeah, it was good. The only thing that sucked was the ending, you know? The dragon gets away, but I can't wait another year for that.
Yeah. Did everybody in the theater like let out a at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was one of them. So
leaves everybody hanging till the third one.
Yeah, I'm like, should I just go read the book?
you guys watch South Park by chance?
South Park?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a couple episodes. Yeah, I haven't watched it lately. I used to watch it a long time ago, but lately I haven't really been into it.
No, the reason why I'm laughing is cause, I don't watch South Park very often, man, but I went over to a buddy's house and he was watching a South Park episode where Kanye West was he was in one of the like skits, you know what I mean? And they were talking, Kanye West would go up in front of everybody and explain to like anybody he was talking to or the world or anything that Kim Kardashian wasn't a hobbit. Like they keep bringing up these instances of like her being a hobbit, but Kanye West turns around and he's like, hey, are you sure you ain't a hobbit? And he's like calling her on the phone and then she explains to him like all kinds of shit and like, it was just stupid shit then, but yeah. Wondering South if Park. You guys had seen that.
Yeah, they always make fun of movies on South Park.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, movies and, stars. Actors. Movie
stars, yeah. And shit like that, yeah. Pretty much whatever's going on, I guess, all the media and shit.
Yeah, almost like a Saturday Night Live, huh?
Yeah.
Or like Family Guy.
Yeah.
Family Guy. Just take your pick. You guys still watch a Saturday Night Live?
Sometimes they have my cousin.
I haven't seen any episodes or latest.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. And the second one I watched was Madea's Christmas.
What's that?
Remember Tyler Perry?
Oh, okay.
Medea's Christmas. That movie is funny, man. You're gonna laugh through the whole movie.
You know, I've never really gotten into any of Tyler Perry's movies. I don't know. It's just something about it. I just never got into that or in his movies.
Oh, okay. Not one of them?
I don't think I've ever seen seen a movie, an entire movie, finish a movie.
Oh, okay, do you remember which movie you were watching?
I know he's got a couple, but like I said, I just, I just couldn't finish the movie, I just changed it, you know, or.
Oh, okay. Yes, but,
was that in the theaters?
Yeah, this one's in the theaters, it's a brand new movie, Madea's Christmas and, Larry the Cable Guy's in there and he does pretty good, so you kinda, that's kind of why you laugh throughout the whole movie. Both of them go, when Madea, Tyler Mary's off screen, then Larry the Cable Guy, he kind of fills it in and you just keep laughing. So it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I've seen the previews and it actually does look pretty good, but, this is probably something I probably wouldn't watch in theaters though. Probably just wait for it to come out and DVD or something so I could rent it.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, if you get a chance, like, if the opportunity arises, watch it. Medea's Christmas.
I watched Frozen.
Frozen,
a couple weeks ago. That was pretty good.
Did your family like it?
Yeah, I think I liked it more than they did. I mean, I laughed harder than anybody else in that theater.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And like DJ had mentioned in another episode, I've heard him say, you know, when it comes to movies or animated movies, I mean, there's just no, there's no limit on what they can do with it.
Oh, yeah. You remember saying that, DJ?
Yes, sir, I do. I was just thinking about it right now. I was like, heck yeah, man, that's awesome, brother. You're listening and stuff. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just me and DJ, the only one that haven't seen it yet. And you and Sky. Sky's the one that watched it, so.
Yeah, after he mentioned that and then I've seen it, I was like, yeah, I can see that. I mean, they can pretty much go anywhere in animation. I mean, the stories are endless. I mean, there's things you can't do in with real life people. Than you can with animated.
Right, and you don't have to put just like a... And another huge thing is like there isn't a face to that character, you know what I'm saying? There's a voice, but there's not like a face, man. So there's not really like a person where you're like, oh, I really didn't like that person, or I really like that person, or you know what I mean? It was just like a character that you can connect with instead of like like a celebrity type of figure, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is real cool, too.
Like, I think there's a movie coming out, Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
See, they're making another dinosaur movie, animated dinosaur movie.
Yep, the wife wants to watch that on Christmas Day.
Does it come out Christmas Day?
I think that's what I saw, or I think that's what I heard. It's Christmas Day.
Oh, okay, cool.
So maybe that's a Christmas gift, I don't know.
Christmas gift. Oh, movie ticket, huh? Christmas gift?
They're in her stocking. Hey, here you go. Well, ticket. That's not a bad idea.
Cool. Opening this week, Anchorman 2, it's right here. Walking with Dinosaurs opens this week. Saving Mr. Banks, American Hustle, and then the one that's now playing, The Hobbit, The Hunger Games, Frozen, Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas, Thor, Delivery Man, Homefront, and Bad Grandpa.
Is Amadeus Christmas that Tyler Perry movie? Is that what that, like, that nutty professor type deal, like that lady who's like a dude or whatever?
Yeah.
is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yep.
But he doesn't do all the, like, a bunch of characters. It's just,
right. It's just that one, right?
Yeah, just that one.
Like Big Mama.
Big Mama. Yeah, like Big Mama. Yeah, it's funny. You gotta watch it. And the one thing I wanted to mention about, Desolation of Smog is, the dragon. The dragon is bad. You know how they made the details and all that?
Yeah.
I like the details and everything about the dragon, just the way is the voice acting goes along with it, and just the way he crawls around, and that movie is bad. And I don't know if you noticed it, but was it Peter Jackson? They made this, they used the 4K cameras. So, you know, like when you can really see it when the camera was panning over the, you know, when they run across the field and you could just see the trees and the mountains and all that. So I don't know if you saw that, but you could see like a bunch of detail in the trees and the ground and the background, the mountains, the rocks, all that stuff. And it was pretty good. So 4K cameras.
I sat in the very back, the last row, so I didn't really pay attention to detail. But yeah, I mean, the graphics are really good.
Yeah. Do you like sitting in the back?
Normally I sit in the middle, like right in the middle of the theater.
Yeah,
that's where I want to be.
Yeah, we always sit in the middle too. What about you, DJ?
I sit in the back, man.
You sit in the back?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we sat in the back, but I mean, those are really the only seats available. So we sat in the very back and, you know, the screen looked a little small.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But I want to watch an IMAX movie. I haven't gone to the IMAX theater yet.
We were gonna, I looked up the tickets to that and they were already sold out like for the next day too, so.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, tickets are selling out like every weekend.
Yeah. I don't know when, how early you have to get them, but you have to get them early to get tickets.
People buy them in like days, weeks in advance. It's like, I don't, I, like during the previews, I've seen the tickets go on sale for one movie already. It hasn't even been, or that's coming out until the summer. I was like, what the hell? You can buy tickets now? But you gotta pay a fee for that too, to buy them early.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Because one of my coworkers, he bought tickets for the IMAX theater. Or not even IMAX, it was just a regular show, but he bought them online in advance, but he had to pay a fee for that. And he didn't say how much, but...
Yep, fees for everything, man. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't get a fee for renting from Redbox just to...
I knew you were going to say that, man. I knew you were going to say that.
New releases, We're the Millers, Elysium, Two Guns.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah.
On Redbox?
Yes, sir. Two Guns, World's End, most popular right now, Man of Steel, Turbo, Battle of the Year, The Smurfs 2.
It's been a while since I've looked on Redbox. I have the app on my phone, but, you know, my daughter looked at it today. She's trying to find Despicable Me 2, but I don't think she found it, so.
Okay, yeah, I don't think that one's out yet.
But I've seen We're the Millers in theater, and that's a pretty good movie.
We're the Millers. Yeah, I still haven't seen that, so.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
First story, NBA 2K14 is the best-selling sports game on PS4 and Xbox One. How does that sound?
Crickets.
Crickets? Yeah, crickets. Where's the sound effects?
Yeah, you need one of those sound bites.
Yeah, NBA 2K14, I have that for the 360. Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
I've never actually played a NBA or basketball game on my 360.
Oh, really?
I used to when I had a, what was it? I can't remember what console it was, but I think it was my, I think it might have been NBA Jams. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that's either the, I think that was the PS2 and the Nintendo 64.
It was Nintendo 64 then.
Oh, okay. That's the only game, basketball game you played on?
Yeah.
NBA Jam. Everybody loves NBA Jam, man.
Welcome to the jam. Go on and slam.
And they had a college one, too. I can't remember it. But it also was on the Nintendo 64.
College. Lobos. Lobos are playing tomorrow, huh?
Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Against the Aggies, and they lost.
Oh, is it already over?
Yeah.
I'm all late. I thought it was going to be tomorrow, but they lost?
Yeah, they lost to the Aggies.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
Man, I thought it was tomorrow. But I know the pit was sold out, though.
Yeah, it's one of those rivalry games. But I was surprised, too, because, you know, Lobos lost to, who was it, Kansas?
Yeah, the
a few days ago, the Jayhawks.
Yeah, a few days ago.
And they were, I think, the Jayhawks were ranked like 20 something.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, that's just what I'm hearing on Facebook. Anyway.
Facebook.
Hey, the Aggies lost. Aggies won.
Aggies won. If the listeners don't know, Rock Pod's on Facebook now, buddy.
Yeah. Congratulations, my man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, those have been wonder if I should do Facebook and finally decided and there's not a lot of people yet, but they'll probably be coming just like they're doing on Twitter, you know, slowly but surely they start coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like that, that one baseball movie. If you Facebook it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. Yes, sir. Netflix for Android update brings support for individual profiles and queues. You guys know what that means?
Nope.
Nope. So you can have, if you have a Netflix account, you can go to the website and you could make profiles. So like you could have one for yourself, one for your wife, one for your kid, and you could put movies in your queue that are only to you or your wife or your kid.
Well, that's cool.
Instead of having one and then saying like, since Carlix watched this Disney movie, he might like this. You know, do you know that?
Yeah, I've seen the suggestions after suggestions. A specific movie.
Well, like I said, I guess if you don't mind that, then you don't. This profile thing doesn't really matter. But if you're always getting suggestions and stuff like that from Netflix and you're kind of getting bothered by that, then I guess you would want to create profiles just to avoid that. So, but yeah, I don't usually mind. So.
I actually deleted my Netflix account.
DJ, you have a Netflix on, DJ?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, see, if you start having kids and they're going to start watching Disney movies, they're going to say, DJ, since DJ watched this kid's movie, you might like this movie.
Hey, I like the Disney classics, brother.
Yep.
Man, do you remember the Brave Little Toaster, brother?
The Brave Little Toaster?
The Brave Little Toaster.
No, I don't know that one.
That's a good movie, man. It's like,
is that the name of the movie?
Yeah. It's, I think it was made about the time, Fox and the Hound. Maybe even after. I can't remember, but good movie, man. That's a classic. Fox and the Hound.
1987. The Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah, man. It's a dope movie if you get a chance, watch it. It's old school, man, but it's a good movie, brother.
Does that have anything to do with Christmas?
You know, I think they made a Brave Little Toaster 2. There was like a Christmas version. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me, but it's a good little movie. I think they made a Christmas version.
Oh, okay, cool. What's the first Disney or cartoon movie that comes to your mind, Carlix?
First Disney movie that comes to mind would be Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Classic.
Have you seen it?
My daughter collects all of those Disney classic movies. She's got like, I think almost all of them. I think she has all of them.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's always been, and that's all she watches.
So that's why that was the first thing to your mind, huh?
Well, you know, it's just, that was one of the ones she was watching. That just popped in my head.
They're gonna be like comic books one day.
That or Cinderella. Anytime I hear Disney.
I still have that, the song where it's Cinderella, something.
Yeah.
First one that comes to my mind was, Aladdin. Do you guys remember?
Aladdin?
The 40 Thieves.
Yes, sir. That reminds me of, Assassin's Creed when he's, like, jumping down the walls and stuff like that.
That's the original assassin.
Yep, stealing is always stealing too, huh?
No, I have one of the assassins games, but I can't remember which one it is. It was actually, I borrowed it from a friend, but, you know, he moved out of town and I still have it.
And you still have it.
Anybody wants to buy a game? No, I'm just kidding.
it's probably one of the first ones, huh?
No, it's, it might be. I don't know. I gotta look at it again.
Cool.
But all I play is pretty much just the Black Ops. Black or Call of Duty.
Yes, sir. And speaking of playing Xbox Live, gamer tag, Mr. B's ASHKII33. I have Carlix as my friend too, so sometimes I see him playing Ghost. You have Ghost too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yep. COD Ghosts.
And my gamer tag is Armed and Hammered. If you look on Mr. B's friend list.
Yes, sir. And that's the one thing I was thinking about the past few days too. Is I never really we never really gave out like our gamer tags and encouraged listeners to friend us online. Did you know that, DJ?
I thought we kind of did that, but
I mean we maybe like mentioned it,
right?
But you know we usually say tweet us or Facebook us or email us or find everything on the website.
Yeah,
but that's the one thing I was thinking about. I was like, we should just put in our gamer tag in there every more often, just so we could get some friends online and maybe start like a clan or something and play Call of Duty or something like that. You know?
Let's do it. Hit us up. Yeah. Let's give out some links.
Clan.
Yep. Then DJ, you want to do your gamer tag?
Mine is DJ Problems 505.
Oh yeah, it's easy, huh?
Yep, and
is that Xbox Live?
It's PS3.
Oh, I don't have a PS3.
Oh, okay, so Carlux doesn't have PS3 and DJ doesn't have the Xbox, huh?
I wish they would link together, man. I wish you could get a whole network since everybody has to pay now for the fours and shit or whatever, you know? Just have it on one network so everybody can play at least, you know?
Yeah, that would be good.
Really make some money.
It's the future, man.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Google acquires Boston Dynamics. And Boston Dynamics are the ones that build the big dog robots and the cheetah robots. Have you ever seen those videos?
I haven't.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. I haven't. Is that like a mechanical cheetah? Like a robot cheetah?
Yeah.
So do you have a link that you can send me? Oh, here we go.
Yes, sir. Check it out. Check out the picture of this beast.
Oh, my God, dude. What is that?
This one they call the big dog.
Does it run?
It runs and walks, and you can walk beside it, and it walks behind you. It walks beside you. Just like a regular dog would.
Dude, that thing is huge.
It's,
I think it runs on a gas power, dude. It has like a really fast, high powered motor on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, dude. What the hell?
I think if, I don't remember the picture, the last picture I saw, but if a grown man is standing next to it, I think it was almost as tall as the guy.
Yeah, yeah, it would definitely trample a full grown man, I'll tell you that much, dude. And it moves pretty, like, agile. Yep. It actually runs around and prances and stuff.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's like a grizzly bear. That's how big it is. And it gallops, too. Wow. It sounds like a lawnmower, dude. It sounds like a high powered weed whacker. But it actually gallops like a horse, man. That's pretty crazy, dude.
Did you see the Carlux?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I put a link in the chat.
Dude, it moves about 10-15 miles an hour, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's about as fast as a human can run, and it actually gallops. It actually gallops. Oh, it took a spill.
So watching it. Yeah, so Google bought this company, and they're going to start doing some crazy futuristic stuff.
People listening, all the listeners, you gotta check this out. This is the craziest damn thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
They'll be doing human drones.
Human drones,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
And I'll put the link in the Twitter, Facebook.
Mr. B, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God, dude. Pretty soon these animals are gonna be walking around like humans, and they're gonna be able to bite you and trample you and take you off to jail.
Take you off to jail.
The first thing that pops in my head is that movie, was it White Castle? You know, when they're riding the cheetah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when they're all high?
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject of robots, Google builds robot army for battle with Amazon.
Hey, aren't they going to release little drones to fly packages to people or something like that? Or they're working on something like that?
Yeah, Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this first one is, Google's building robots.
Also known as drone strikes.
Drone? What was that?
It's also known as drone strikes.
Drones?
Amazon drones.
Drone strikes.
Why do they need robots to battle Amazon?
No, because Amazon is they're doing stuff with drones and robotic stuff too.
Oh,
so they know battle like of the who can outdo.
Some little robot's gonna fly to your doorstep and it's gonna drop a package off to you and politely tell you it's got a package.
Yeah. So the one you're talking about, Amazon outdone by drug delivering Euro drone. So this little drone copter is going to be, it actually did make a delivery. It shipped out, like drugs and medicine.
Holy smokes, man.
Yeah. You know, it delivered, across a river, and it carried a medicine to a pharmacy. So that's the first delivery that this drone's ever made.
I wonder what the max range is for one of those things.
The max range? What do you mean? Like how? Like the?
Like from the Amazon warehouse to where you ordered. I mean, I don't know if there's like a max perimeter to where they, how far they can go from that way.
Well, they're saying there's huge restrictions on this thing.
Yeah.
And they're saying that.
The restriction is the, how high the drone can go.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't say, like Carlock said, it doesn't have a border perimeter, so.
So I can't get it in out in the res, deliver it to my Hogan.
That would be good, huh? Out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is hard to reach places, homes, through the canyons, through those woods and all that, and people get lost.
Give your address out the Amazon.
Yeah.
He passed the rock that looks like a camel, and
and if they do, just to think about it, if they do deliveries with these drones, you know, you could just give them the coordinates, the
longitude, latitude.
Yeah, that. Just give that to them, and they'll be able to fly over there and deliver. That wouldn't be bad though for like emergencies for hospitals and stuff.
Yeah, true story, man. Or if they can't drive, if it's snowing too hard or something, they could fly that little drone over there.
Yeah, just like Google is building those balloons that are gonna give out free Wi-Fi to those third world countries.
Really?
Yeah. So they're gonna be these balloons will be flying over so high in the sky, and they'll be delivering free Wi-Fi to the people underneath.
Well, it looks like somebody won the Mega Millions.
Really?
Yeah, somebody got the lucky jackpot.
Someone
in California. I thought California didn't play the lottery. You guys play the lottery?
No, but this one, my Mrs. B mentioned it, and we didn't get to get a ticket.
Yeah, I didn't either, but, you know, my odds are of winning are the same whether I play or not.
Yeah, the $636 million says at least two tickets sold matched the numbers.
See, and if I won, I didn't want to share with anybody either.
It says, one was in Georgia and the other was in California. 14, 17, 20, and 39, and 7. That's crazy. Mega Millions.
I guess I'm going to work tomorrow.
Doesn't say Carlex of Albuquerque. Yeah.
Nope, it does not.
Well, when you're at work, you could check out these top 10 best music videos of 2013. Number 10, Vampire Weekend, Diane Young. Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
What about you, DJ?
No, sir.
No, sir. Number 9, Kanye West, Black Skinhead. No?
No. I know who Kanye West is, but...
Do you know Kanye West just from South Park? No, just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Number 8, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Can't Hold Us. You guys hear that one?
Mm-mm.
What about you, DJ?
No.
Number 7... Beach House, Wishes. No?
Nope.
What about you, DJ?
No, sir.
Number 6, Adams for Peace. Ingenue. No?
No.
What about you, DJ?
No, sir.
Number 5, Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. What about that one?
I heard the name, but not the... Nothing.
Which Robin? I know who Robin Thicke is, but
yeah.
Well, which song is it?
Blurred Lines.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's. Oh no, it's not the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, every time I'm in Target, you know, I hear Robin Thicke on those TVs that I hear it at least 10 times a night.
Uh huh.
And I still don't know what song it is, but it's so annoying. And anytime I hear that song on the radio, it just I gotta change the station.
Everybody get up. Hey, hey, hey.
Everybody, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, you guys heard it, huh?
Yeah, that's the song.
That's the song. Number 4, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
I've heard that one.
What about you, DJ?
No, sir.
No, sir.
I haven't heard that track yet.
Number 3, Justin Timberlake, Suit and Tie.
Yeah.
What about you, Carlix?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
All right. First one that all three of us heard. Number 2, Arcade Fire, Reflector.
Nope.
Nope. What about you, DJ?
No, sir.
And number 1, I'll give you one guess to see this outrageous, crazy, insane who they picked for one of the best music videos of 2013. Number 1, guess. One guess.
Justin Bieber.
Nope. What about you, DJ? Crazy, insane, outrageous. Think that.
Oh, I don't know.
This person?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Close to a female.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Say that next. I knew it was one of the two, man.
That's crazy. Number 1. Number 1 in somebody's books.
Not mine.
Not mine, yeah. Not the Rot Pod.
Not mine.
We should put together our Rot Pod's 10 most awesome videos.
Music videos?
Or music videos. Or music. Songs. Tracks. Yes, sir.
I've heard a couple of DJ Problems mixes, and it's pretty good. You got some pretty good talent, man.
Oh, yeah, DJ.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that, man.
No problem.
Speaking of mixes, when's your next one's coming out, buddy?
Hey, man, I've been slacking, you know, because this weekend was my birthday and stuff like that, so I was just kind of going MIA, you know what I mean, just taking some me time, you know, so I'm going to get back to it. I already got 2 mixes done, so we can expect some good stuff Friday. I'm just basically going through all my dubstep tracks and just kind of remembering all the tracks that I found over the, you know, past 4 years and stuff like that, and just trying to put some pretty good solid mixes together that have all the good stuff.
Yep.
Friday.
Friday. For your birthday, you're supposed to give tracks on your birthday, buddy.
I know, right? Man, just kidding, slacking, man.
Just kidding, bro. Happy belated birthday, and hope you had a good one, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. I was kind of sick, man.
Yeah, we're all getting sick, man.
Right?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show that I'm going through with the sinus, and I don't know if the listeners can hear it. So, and Carlix, he just said he was getting over it too. So, if you're listening,
the bugs around.
Yep, it's going around. And the person that's listening to this right now, listeners, you're gonna get it for listening. It's contagious.
The voodoo.
It's contagious over the podcasts.
Kind of virus to your computers.
Virus, yeah.
Computer virus.
Yes, sir. Virus, buddy. You download this episode, it's been a virus. I hope you get a virus. You and your computer.
I'm taking you off my buddy list.
Yeah. You know what that is. How high? You haven't even seen How High, Carlix?
How High? I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. Taking it off my buddy list.
Who shows in it?
Method Man and Red Man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Where they have to smoke one of the dead geniuses or whoever.
Yeah. Pretty good. President Obama says, I'm not allowed for security reasons to have an iPhone, but my daughters love it.
What?
The president can only have a BlackBerry because it's more secure than an iPhone, or more secure than other smartphones.
Really?
Yes,
I thought it was the other way around.
No, they like the BlackBerry.
Huh.
He's a BlackBerry guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You know what they say, once you go black.
Once you go black.
That fits so perfect.
Once you go BlackBerry. You know. And this guy, crazy guy, rides a bicycle backwards down a steep mountain.
Let's see.
And it doesn't say why he did it. He just wanted to do it, and people are calling him crazy, whatever they want to call him. But some people were commenting saying that, why does he have to be crazy? Why can't he be brave? Why can't he be, He's just doing this just because he has courage. So he rides down this winding road down a mountain on his bike backwards.
Wow.
He's sitting on the handlebars, and his head is turned around with his hands on both sides of the handlebars, and he's just riding backwards. He's not sitting on a seat. It's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, long road that he's riding down, too.
Pretty good, pretty good. And you can't see the links in the chat, Carlix?
Like I said, Skype is all new to me, and I'm barely getting used to this. This is actually my first Skype conversation here, and let me see.
Okay, we're breaking them in, DJ.
What does this do?
We're breaking them in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
See what this button does.
See what this button does. And
okay, I'm seeing the messages now.
Do you know what you could buy for $950?
What's that, buddy?
Ice cream sandwich bench.
What?
Ice cream sandwich bench.
Oh. That's $750.
$950.
$950. That's not worth it, man.
What is that again?
It's just it's like a bench. It's just in the shape of looks like an ice cream sandwich.
Hey, buddy, this guy's riding down this hill backwards, and there's cars coming up behind him, and he is going pretty fast.
He's going fast?
Yeah, he's going like Lance Armstrong fast down this hill.
Oh, snap.
And there's cars flying by him and all kinds of good stuff, man. Crazy.
Is he eating an ice cream sandwich?
He is indeed, man. Oh, they have an ice cream sandwich bench waiting for him at the end of the ride.
If I won the lottery, I'd probably get me an ice cream bench.
Yep. $950, buddy.
There you go.
And Netflix grabs exclusive rights to Better Call Saul in Europe and Latin America. But not in North America, though. Just in Europe and Latin America. You know that spinoff they did with Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Or the one that they're going to be doing? It's going to be on Netflix, but only in Europe and Latin America.
Really? Why not here in the States?
It doesn't say.
Dude, that's hater, man.
Hater. Saul's a hater. I think maybe it has to do something with the what channel was it on again?
Oh,
I never really
CMT.
Watched.
CMT. Or wait, is it CMT?
Is it AMC?
AMC, I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, okay. I just realized that right now. I never watched it on TV.
I think I'm saying country music television.
CMT, yeah.
I'm stupid, man.
Better call Saul, buddy.
I know, man. I really got a problem on my hands.
Yeah. Here's another one. Nintendo eShop sale. 2 games, $2 each, 2 days. So today, the Wii U and the Nintendo 3DS eShop are selling Mega Man X and Mega Man Dr. Wily's Revenge for $2 each. So grab that sale if you can.
Go on YouTube and look up newspaper prank phone call.
Newspaper.
And this DJ calls up this Chinaman and he's like, "Hey, goddammit, you took my newspaper. This is your neighbor." And the Chinaman doesn't understand him. He's like, "Hello? Hello?" He's like, "Hey, turn the fucking TV down. This is your neighbor." And he's like, "My member?
This one?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who is it?
Hey, turn the fucking TV down.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's your neighbor.
My member?
Your neighbor, you dumb sh**.
This is the neighbor?
Yeah, your neighbor, the one, the paper you've been stealing. My paper.
Your paper?
Yes, my newspaper, every morning that comes to my house, and you come over and take it and bring it to your house?
Your paper?
It's 50 cents every day, and I pay for the goddamn paper.
I take your paper?
Yeah, you take my paper.
Why?
I don't know why. That's why I'm calling you. I'm trying to find out why the hell you do something like that.
Why you know that? But you know I take it.
Yeah, I know you take it. You want me to kick your ass?
But you know I take it.
Yeah, you stop taking my paper, otherwise I'm gonna kick some ass.
Oh!
I want you to go get the paper right now and read it to me, because I don't know what the hell's going on in the world, because I don't have a frickin' paper.
Motherfucker, shit, bitch!
Hey! You don't talk to me like that!
What's that, guy?
You
want a turbo, right?
What?
You want a turbo, right?
You want some trouble?
You want a turbo!
If you want trouble, I've got
trouble!
I got trouble right here waiting for you! You bring my fucking paper home now, and then you'll see, and then you'll see trouble. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You wrap that fucking paper up back the way it was, and you get it right outside right now. And you know what? I'll meet you right in between our yards, and we're gonna
rumble.
We're gonna throw some shit down.
Throw some back.
No.
Hello?
What are you calling?
Why are you trying to change your voice?
What are you calling?
I know who this is. I just want to get my newspaper back on a regular basis, all right?
You want a newspaper?
Yeah, I want my newspaper back.
Yeah, just come in my house,
and
okay?
I'm tired of playing with you. You don't want me in your house, because I'll tear that thing apart.
Police, come!
It's crazy, brother. That's just cool.
That was good, man. That was good.
I guess I should return your newspaper.
That's right. I'll be Skyping you, buddy. You want trouble? You want trouble? Yes, sir. And one more thing. Saying farewell to the Candlestick Park. This is going to be the last game, December 23rd, 2013, against the Falcons. That's going to be the last 49er game at Candlestick Park.
What are they going to do with the Candlestick Park?
They're going to tear it down. No more. They're actually selling the seats for when they start tearing it down. They're selling the seats. So you can take home.
Kind of like how they did here at the Lobos.
Better grab their seats.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And who's your team, Carlix?
For which sport?
NFL.
NFL, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Cowboys fan. What about you, DJ?
A Philly fan, bro.
The Eagles?
The Eagles.
Do you have a Eagle suit you can fly around?
I fly all day, brother.
All day.
I fly all day long.
You DJ with your feathers on, huh?
I DJ with the feathers on, bro. I lose feathers when I DJ because it gets so crazy.
Pretty good, man. Cool. All right, number 37 of the books, fellas.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had fun.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir. Carlix, fan.
Nice to meet you, DJ.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. Thanks fan. For listening, too, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Always.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for... Yeah, especially all the listeners out there. Thanks for listening. Contact us anytime if you want to share something.
Hit us up. Spread the love. Let's play. Yes, I got a PS3. Let's get down. DJ Problems 505. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. And Mr. B, ASHKII33 on 360 or PS3. What about you, Carlix?
I am on Xbox Live. You can find me through Mr. B's friend list. My username or gamer tag is Armed and Hammered.
Cool. And do you want to pimp out any social media? You can if you want. It's up to you.
No. I'll remain anonymous for now.
Cool. All right. Well, for now, thanks for listening, following, and DJ. Vegas or Denver?
Denver all the way, buddy.
Oh yeah. And
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountains. And Mr. Carlix, any last words?
Just thanks for having me on the show tonight, and keep doing what you're doing, and DJ, keep it up, man. Got some
talent. Much love.